Sit down, my boy.
Thank you, sir.
Sorry to make you come out to my home with those papers, but I did need them.
That's all right, Mr. Church. Yeah, there they are. If you'll sign them, I'll take them back to the office in the morning.
Very good, Paul, very good. Nothing like having a conscientious assistant, huh?
Thank you.
Have a smoke, boy. Have one here, right in this box.
Oh, thank you.
Wait a minute, I'll light it for you. There we are.
Thank you, sir.
I'm glad you came out, Paul. It's kind of lonesome out here in this big house with nobody to talk to except that bodyguard of mine.
Yeah.
Glad you came out, boy.
Thanks. I can't stay. Hey, what?
You should have seen your face.
It's not so funny.
You should have seen your face when that thing exploded. It was wonderful.
Oh, you think so?
It's an old gag, but yeah. It still works. That's the funniest thing I ever saw.
Well, it wasn't to me. I don't think practical jokes are very funny.
Oh, you don't, eh?
No.
Now, isn't that too bad? Maybe I don't think a lot of things are funny either. Like what's happening to the books in my office.
What do you mean, sir?
You know what I mean. They're being juggled around. There's been a lot of money taken from my business in the past 6 months, and I didn't take it.
Oh, but Mr. Church,
it had to be either you or Miss Kraft. But we won't go into that right now. Shake hands, boy, so we'll know there's no hard feelings about that little explosion.
Yeah. All right, sir. Good night.
Good night.
Oh, ah! What the... Ouch.
The hand buzzer always gets him.
Oh, yeah?
Well, come over again, Paul. Come over again. And don't worry about that money you've taken from me. I have plenty of time to do something about it. If I decide to...